بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تلك النظم pertaining to ماه مبارك رمضان المبارك. سلام اے ماه مبارك سلام. Salute to a great month of رمضان الشريف.
محبت کے دل کش نگین سلام مبارک مقدس مہینے سلام. محبت کے دلکش نگینے سلام مبارک مقدس مہینے سلام. اے قرآن آور اے وجدان گل اے بخشش کے روشن خزینے سلام. اے قرآن آور اے وجدان گل اے بخشش کے روشن خزینے سلام. محبت کے دلکش نگینے سلام مبارک مقدس مہینے سلام. اذانوں کی خوشبو نمازوں کے جام اذانوں کی خوشبو نمازوں کے جام بہت روح پرور قرینے سلام. اذانوں کی خوشبو نمازوں کے جام بہت روح پرور قرینے سلام. محبت کے دلکش نگینے سلام مبارک مقدس مہینے سلام. عجب روح کا من و سلویٰ ہے تو عجب روح کا من نو سلویٰ ہے تو کرم ہی کرم کے سفینے سلام. محبت کے دلکش نگینے سلام مبارک مقدس مہینے سلام. نگاہوں میں توبہ کی رمجھم کے پھول نگاہوں میں توبہ کی رمجھم کے پھول تلاوت سے پر نور سینے سلام. تلاوت سے پر نور سینے سلام مبارک مقدس مہینے سلام. محبت کے دلکش نگینے سلام مبارک مقدس مہینے سلام. سبھی یکساں بھوکے غنی یا غریب سبھی یکساں بھوکے غنی یا غریب اخوت کے دلکش سفینے سلام اخوت کے دلکش دفینے سلام مبارک مقدس مہینے سلام. سکھاتا ہے غلبہ ہمیں نفس پر سکھاتا ہے غلبہ ہمیں نفس پر ترقی کے پر نور سلام سکھاتا ہے غلبہ ہمیں نفس پر ترقی کے پر نور زین سلام محبت کے دلکش نگین سلام مبارک مقدس مہین سلام عبادت کو لگ جائے پھر چار چاند عبادت کو لگ جائے پھر چار چاند عبادت کو لگ جائے پھر چار چاند اگر جا کے بھیجے مدینے سلام اگر جا کے بھیجے مدینے سلام ہر ایک متقی کو مسلسل کہے ہر ایک متقی کو مسلسل کہے بہشتی گھروں کے خزینے سلام مبارک مقدس مہینے سلام منا لے جو رب قیس رمضان میں منا لے جو رب قیس رمضان میں منا لے جو رب قیس رمضان میں کہے اس کو گیارہ مہینے سلام کہے اس کو باقی مہینے سلام محبت کے دلکش نگینے سلام مبارک مقدس مہینے سلام اذانوں کی خوشبو نمازوں کے جام بہت روح پرور قرینے سلام نگاہوں میں توبہ کی رم جم کے پھول تلاوت سے پر نور سینے سلام اخوت کے دلکش دفینے سلام اگر جا کے بھیجے مدینے سلام محبت کے دلکش نگینے سلام مبارک مقدس مہینے سلام جناب شریف حضرت والا رحمۃ اللہ علیہ عارف باللہ رومی وقت حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرکزہ مدینہ مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آلہ وصحبہ سیدنا محمد یہ
صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ نگاہوں میں سلطانیت ہیچ ہوگی نگاہوں میں سلطانیت ہیچ ہوگی جو پائے گا دل میں پا قیام مدینہ، یہ صبح مدینہ، یہ شام مدینہ، مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ، مدینہ مدینہ، مدینہ مدینہ، مدینہ مدینہ، مدینہ مدینہ، بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ، یہ صبح مدینہ، یہ شام مدینہ، یہ صبح مدینہ، یہ شام مدینہ، بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ، مدینے کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر، مدینے کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر، ہو مد نظر ہے احترام مدینہ، مدینے کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر، ہو مد نظر ہے تیرا میں مدینہ، مدینہ مدینہ، مدینہ مدینہ، مدینہ مدینہ، مدینہ مدینہ، بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ، یہ صبح مدینہ، یہ شام مدینہ، یہ صبح مدینہ، یہ شام مدینہ، بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ، ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے، ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے، جو پا جائے دل میں پیام مدینہ، ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے، جو پائے گا دل میں پیام مدینہ، یہ صبح مدینہ، یہ شام مدینہ، یہ صبح مدینہ، یہ شام مدینہ، بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ، مدینہ مدینہ، مدینہ مدینہ، بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ، یہ صبح مدینہ، یہ شام مدینہ، بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ، مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ، مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ،
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. This beautiful poem, Salam e Maah Mubarak Salam, saluting and greeting this blessed month of Ramadan in the honor, like some VIP, some government person goes somewhere, they give him a 21-gun salute. This is salute for the month of Ramadan. And why we are reading it? So that in our hearts the respect, the honor, the greatness, and most important, the love of this month come. And everything associated with this month, that we cherish it, we love it. So the poem's title is Salam, E Mahe Mubarak Salam. Peace, Salam to you. We are greeting this month. This month has come, we are receiving it, and we are receiving it with great honor, and with great cherish, and with great fervor, and with great enjoyment. Muhabbat ke dil kash nagine salam. This is the month of Muhabbat ke dil kash nagine. Gems, diamonds, jewels, and which are filled with love and desire. How a person looks at those diamonds, those beautiful jewels and that. This is that month that is filled with so many jewels, so many pearls, so many diamonds. Salam to you this month. You have come to us. What treasures you have come. And this is, of course, we are in dunya, so dunya's examples are given. But the treasures of this month, the things of this dunya, the diamonds and jewels can never compare. All the jewels and diamonds of the world can't compare with one of the treasures which this month has come to us. So this month has come to us a very great and honorable guest, and it has come with great, great, great treasures. And just for us to understand, this diamonds and pearls and gems, etc. Mubarak Muqaddas Mahine Salam. It is a month that is Mubarak. Blessed is this month. It is a month that is Muqaddas. Pure is this month. And it is a month that's so pure that will purify us. If we just host this month properly, it will, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. It will give us purity. Purity of mind, purity of heart, purity of soul. It will purify us completely. Such a month has come, a cleanser, a purifier. Ye Quran our, ye Wijdan ghar. Oh, this Quran that has come. What a, one of the treasures of this month, the Quran Sharif. And it is of Wijdan, where our inner life, our soul was dead, which brings it back to life again. Where the soul becomes alive again. Like a person who is in a coma, in a ICU, he's on life supporting machine, etc. He's in a coma. He's alive, but he's not alive. He can't do anything for himself. He can't eat, he can't drink, he can't do his toilet, he can't do anything for himself. Like that, our souls are dead. And this is the month that is going to give us life, that makes our souls come alive. E bakhshish ke roshan khazine salam. And this is the month that is the treasures, the shining treasures of forgiveness are in this month. Allah Ta'ala, the first 10 days are the days of forgiveness. So this is the month that Allah Ta'ala forgives. Allah calls every night from Maghrib till Sehri time. Is there anyone seeking forgiveness? Come forward, beg of me, I will forgive you. What a month of forgiveness of our sins, purity of our character, everything. Allah Ta'ala, what treasures and what diamonds Allah has put. Bahut ruh parwar qareen-e salam. This is a month that is ruh parwar, that makes our ruh come alive. Not only vitalize, but it gives it strength and it gives it power. And this is that month that teaches us how our ruh must become alive. You have a BMW, Mercedes-Benz, latest model, top of the range, but you are sick, you can't drive it. The car is just standing there. But when you get better, you get strong. Now see how you drive it. So Allah gave us our body, but the ruh, it was gone weak. And now this is the month that is going to make our ruh strong. And then this body, if you use it in the right way, you can use it for tremendous, great, great right things. If you use it for the wrong way, just like that BM Merc, if you use it for the right, you can put buzurgs in there, jamaats in there. You take it, you take them for in safar, you go to masjid, you go in jamaat, etc. For what great things you can use it, many, many good things. And on the other hand, you can use it for haram also. You can use it for all filth and dirt also. So the driver, it depends on him. So this body also, we can use it for the haram of this dunya also, for the filth and dirt of this dunya. And the same body, you can use it to go to Jannah also. And in the amal of Jannah, it depends on the driver, which is the ruh. He is the pilot, he is the captain, the ruh. So this is the month that makes that ruh come alive. And that gives it the power to power this Merc of yours, this Mercedes and this PM of yours, your body. Ajab ruh ka manna salwa hai tu. Very, very fascinating. You are the manna and salwa of the ruh. The great, wonderful dishes of Jannah. This is a month where the spiritual dastarkhan is laid out. And this is, and it's from Allah Ta'ala. رَبَّنَا أَنزِلْ عَلَيْنَا مَائِدَةً مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ. Oh Allah, you send a table, you send a dastarkhan for us from the heavens. Allah send it. This is the month when all the biryani and all the roast and all the plow and the samosas are spread out on this dastarkhan. Allah has sent this month. So this is that month with fascinating Muamanna and Salwa, which was given to the Bani Israel, which Allah had sent from Jannah. And it is for the ruh, to make this ruh strong. Karam hi karam ke safine salam. This is a month that has come. You have imported goods from overseas. Your ship, you were carrying your containers. Not one container, the whole ship is for you. All those containers are for you. They have come from Allah for you. The ship of the cargo ship has come for you, which is filled with karam hi karam. With just with kindness and with great, great enjoyment, Allah has sent that ship for you. Nigahu me toba ki rambam ki phool. And this is in our eyes, the beautiful, colorful flowers of Tawbah in this month. This is the month to make Tawbah sincerely, cleanse yourself, and to istighfar, to purify yourself from the past of all your sins. Tawbah, to make that promise that in future I'm not going back to this sin. So this is the month that you purify yourself, and for the future you keep yourself clean also. And for that, Allah has sent these beautiful flowers of Tawbah, like you go in a garden, and a beautiful garden. This side you go, some flowers. That side you go, some roses. That side you go, some daffodils. That side you go, all beautiful flowers. This month is filled with such. May Allah open our eyes to see this and enjoy this beautiful garden of this month of Ramadan. Tilawat se pur noor, sine salam. This is the month that of tilawat. And pur noor, sine. The bosoms, the hearts are filled with noor, with the tilawat of Quran Sharif. And today we see, though as weak as we are, and as distant as we are, but tilawat is alive. In our homes we are hearing tilawat. We go in the masjid, we hear people making tilawat. We different places, people are busy making tilawat. There is the month of the tilawat of the Quran Sharif. Fill your hearts with the noor of the tilawat of the Quran Sharif. And in this month, the value is increased so tremendously. Sabhi yaksa, bhooke ghani ya ghareeb. And then this month is such a month that all rich and poor, all are equal, all are hungry. The rich are also hungry in this month. Not only the poor, the rich also are hungry in this month. Ukhuwat ki dilkash. Dilkash? Ji? Dafine salam. Ukhuwat ki dilkash dafine salam. And because all are hungry, the spirit of brotherhood is created. And this which was buried, through 11 months, we didn't sense that brotherhood. But now you'll find many, many rich people sending iftari money for this masjid. For that country, there are poor people there. Send for them iftari. And Madinatul Munawwara, Makkatul Mukarrama, the dastarkhans there. I don't know if it's a correct figure, but one brother said, it must have been a report somewhere, that the dastarkhans total 65 kilometers. which are spread out all the time. And all, and not all, and what things in Ramzan on that dasturkhan, it's a complete meal. You don't have to go for a meal after that really. If you want to stay in the haram and make your ibadat, what comes there? So many things come on that dasturkhan. And those people, not only that they are giving this dasturkhan, but they've got people, of course, putting the things and serving the people. But more than that, they have other people who wait for at the doors of the haram. And whoever comes, they grab that person. You come and sit on this dasturkhan. And then again, not only that they make you sit, you must sit on this dasturkhan, but they take a promise. Now every day you'll come to this dasturkhan. So how keen the rich people, and how rich are they not? But they want to feed everyone. That is in Medina what we see in Makkah Sharif. And the greatest of this is in Medina Park. Then throughout the world, people are sending this seri, iftari. And also an important point we should think. Yeah, also mashallah, especially those brothers who have come for Islam, who are here for itikaf, all of us, we eat every day at the dasturkhan, but think if we ever make dua for those who are donating this. Those who are doing the, who are giving this, the iftari, who are giving the supper, who are giving the sehri, do our minds ever go to making dua for those people? The people who are working, they're getting up 2 o'clock in the morning to get us, to get our things ready at 4 o'clock. So how are they also making big sacrifices? Are we even making one dua for those people? If it isn't, it shows still we are still being very far from being a human. A dog is so loyal and appreciates so much. What it gets from a dog, it remains loyal to that dog. We are human beings. We are ashraful makhlukat. If the thought didn't come to us to acknowledge, to make dua for them, and more than that, we should, where we can find out who is it who is giving, to go in, to go to that person and tell him jazakallah. Like if somebody leaves a basket of fruit at your door, first grade fruit, he deposits 1,000 rands every month in your account, and you don't take the trouble of even acknowledging, finding out. So yeah, the food that we are getting ready, it's being served to us ready. Those who are with families, they are taking the food, but we don't even think of these people. So really, we are even weaker than the dog also. We are not yet human beings still. Forget being Muslims and being mu'mins also. In the same way, at home, the wife has everything ready for us. One small thing is not right, how we become angry. Everything she goes out of our way, but how much do we, the thought comes to us. How much do we acknowledge? It's a very weak sign on our side. A human being should not be like that. A human being should appreciate all these things. So this is the month of brotherhood. And because the rich are also poor, are also hungry. So they also think, and they also, how many people take out their zakat also in this month? So this is a month of brotherhood also. Sikhata hai ghalba hame nafs par. And this is a month that teaches us to overpower our nafs. And almost everyone experiences this. Who doesn't like his food? Who doesn't like his breakfast? And what particular breakfast we want? Who doesn't like his 10 o'clock tea again? Who doesn't like his lunch, his 4 o'clock tea again? All these things. But we prove, who doesn't like his cigarettes? Those who are smoking. They can't stay without that cigarettes of theirs. But in this month, they prove that we can overpower the nafs. And also we should think that if Allah uses this as an argument against us, you said that you can't fight your nafs, then how did you prove it to yourself in Ramzan? You were not eating halal also. And makruh or haram, cigarettes, whatever. Some ulama says makruh, some says haram, whatever. But you proved it, you can overcome your nafs. So why didn't you overcome your nafs your whole life? You had the power, you proved it. And not for a day or two, 30 long days you proved it. That you can overpower your nafs and you can keep your rozas. That is, yeah, in South Africa, southern hemisphere, 12-hour rozas basically. And in the northern hemisphere at this time, 18 hours rozas, 20 hours, but mashallah, little children, weak people, all are keeping their rozas. This is also a miracle, and it shows the help of Allah. Otherwise, from a human point of view, that 18 hours summer rozas in India at the moment, almost impossible. Very, very hot heat wave India is going through. But yet the people are keeping their rozas, making their taraweeh, making their sehri. So this is from Allah. So Allah has shown you that you can overpower your nafs. Sikhata hai ghalba, hame nafs par. Tarakti ke pur noor, zine salam. And this is the man that tarakti progress. Ke pur noor, that progress which is with that zina, with that steps, that ladder to climb up. And that ladder is full of noor. So your progress is to climb this ladder, and this ladder, this steps is pur noor, is full of noor. Salam on you. I salute you, O, the month in which you have given us this ladder to climb up and go towards great, great heights. Ibadat ko le jaye phir char chand. And this is the month, that the month that your ibadat, it will go noorun ala noor. It was ibadat, is what a great thing ibadat. But that it becomes char chand is proverbial in Urdu, which means that it has become even more greater, more superior, more brightened up, more lightened up. So all your ibadat, the ibadat of Ramadan, your nafil becomes the value of a faraz. A faraz becomes the value of 70 farais. How many people are there who normally don't make their 5 times namaz, but Ramzan, now 5 times namaz. Forget 5 times namaz, they're making tahajjud also. They're making awwabin also. How many people who didn't touch the Quran in the whole year, they are reading Quran Sharif. They are making khatam also. So this ibadat, this is the month, the natural effects of this month. A person just inclines a little bit, and this guest that has come to us is such a guest that our ibadat also is now increased, and the value and the enjoyment is also increased. Agar jaake bheje Madine, agar jaake bheje Madine salam. If you go to Medina and you send your salams, with all this ibadat and with Medina Sharif, if you are there in Medina Sharif, what more to say? That who brought this month to us? Who informed us? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And with what fervor you should read salam to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This also is a great weakness on our side. Yeah, also we don't acknowledge. Many of us, we are enjoying this month of Ramadan, the tilawat, the zikr. But did we ever think of our ustad who taught us Quran Sharif? The ustad who made us hafiz, who, how many hafiz are making dua for their ustads in this month? We hardly think of them. How many make dua for the qari who taught them? Today your qiraat is being praised, but you don't praise the one who taught you. You don't even think of him. You don't even make one dua, not one la ilaha illallah and pass the sawab to him. Not one sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and pass the sawab to him. What is your value in that case? You're just taking all the credit, it's not yours. You are taking credit of somebody else's work. Who of us made dua for our parents? Even if our parents were not that pious, but almost every home, they are getting up for sehri, waking up the children for sehri, iftari, the mother is going out of her way, making iftari, etc. Even if it is a working type woman, she tries and come early, she tries and prepare for her children. But what dua, what appreciation from our side. And more than all this, with that feeling to read Durood Sharif, that, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you brought this month to us. You informed us. What we knew, we wouldn't even know Muharram, Safar, Rabiul Awwal, the names of the month. You taught us. And where we should know this? And then to become a complete die heart of Allah. Allah, you gave us this month. And not only you gave us, how you have informed us, what effort, how you have made people make effort that they inform us, how much literature is being published, how many lectures are being given on Jummah, all to inform us what this month is. But do we make one dua for that person who gives us bayan also? How many of us on a Jummah, the one who gave us a bayan, he had to prepare, he had to go out of his way. Who of us made dua for that person? For our local imam, that every week he's giving us bayan, etc. We don't even acknowledge. Yeah, we find fault very easily. That today you made this mistake, you like this. But all his efforts, they're a very great weakness from our. We haven't even got our slate still. Forget making the A. Or putting the slate pen down to make an A. We hardly got a slate still. And the worst part is still we think ourselves we are very big Arif Billah. And we are very big pious people. We are still nowhere really. Har ek muttaqi ko musalsal kahe. For every muttaqi, and that is the object of this month, to acquire this taqwa. All this is not just the sweet talk and just not entertainment. Many of us have made the month of Ramadan also entertainment. Our bayans are entertainment. Our qiraat is entertainment. We just want to entertain the people. We think also what points to say to entertain the people, not what will be beneficial. One time, one of our members of the staff said that for our bayan, this one bayan of Ramzan, of that buzurg who spoke to that lady, and she answered everything from the Quran Sharif. So I told him, for what purpose? She said, mention this in the bayan. The people will like it. So many of us, we just want to see what people will like. To entertain the people, to make the people, what is beneficial for the people. Whether there is no taste in it, but what is beneficial, that is important to say. But our mind doesn't go to that. Our mind only goes to how to entertain and make people happy. Beheshti gharo ke khazine salam. Oh, the month of Ramadan, beheshti jannati. You are the houses, the palaces of Jannat. You are the treasure of the palaces of Jannat. Salam. I salute you, O month of Ramadan. You have come to give us all the great, beautiful palaces of Jannat. This is that month which Allah has given us. Manale jo Rab qais Ramadan mein. That person who makes Allah happy in this month. And Allah, like that also, Allah becomes very quickly and very easily happy. What to say in the month of Ramadan? Just little tawajjuh. You do get up for sehri. You do just turn in du'as for 1 minute, 2 minutes to Allah Ta'ala. And beg of Allah that He must be happy with us. This is the month that we have to, that Allah wants to become happy. Just you turn to Him. Kahi usko 11 mahine salam. The 11 months of the year, they also say welcome month of Ramadan. All the ministers in the cabinet, they are big ministers. Minister of Post and Telegraph, Minister of Social Affairs, Minister of Military, all ministers. But the Prime Minister comes, they also get up and salute him. Every month, what is the month of Rabiul Awwal? What is the month of Sha'ban? What is the month of Muharram? All these great months. But when Ramzan comes, they also, like the stars, vanish when the sun comes out. This is that month which Allah Ta'ala has given us. And they also salute this month. Salam, O the month of Ramadan. You are that great month. So may Allah make this very beautiful poem, mashallah, chosen very well by Ijaz, and surrendered also so beautifully. And let it not just be the nazm and the ash'ar and the poem, but let us take the lessons from it, inshallah. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Alhamdulillahi munshi al-khalqi min adami thumma as-salatu ala al-mukhtari fil qidami. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم صدق الله المولانا العظيم. In order to appreciate this month of Ramadan and every institution of our deen, whether it is Ramadan, whether it is Namaz, Salat, whether it is a Masjid, whether it is Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, anything, if a person's niyat is Akhirat and the pleasure of Allah, then he will appreciate it. Like there are many non-Muslims, their niyat is not to please Allah, their niyat is not Akhirat, so they don't even know it's the month of Ramadan. Even if they may be working for you, you may be working for them, but they are not interested. What is the month of Ramadan? It has value for that person who has made his niyat the akhirah. Man kana yuridul akhirah. And the tillage, the farm of akhirah. And so, as a broad example, we can understand non-Muslims are not interested in the month of Ramadan. They still living their own lifestyle. They doing all their own things, whatever they do. They not refraining from eating, drinking. They not respecting the month of Ramadan. Because they got no iman. No iman on akhirat. No preparation for akhirat. Man kana yuridu harth al-akhirah. A person whose niyat is the tillage of the akhirat. Those people will appreciate. A darul ulum, who will appreciate it? We had our annual jalsa, Bukhari Sharif Khatam. Those who got iman, they will appreciate. For other people, what is the jalsa? What is it? What is Bukhari Khatam? It means nothing to them. So your niyat first has to be correct. Then you will appreciate this. Otherwise, nothing a person will appreciate. And the more, as Muslims, that was a broad example of non-Muslims. But the Muslims also, those who niyat is akhirah. Otherwise, many Muslims also. One friend told us, just before Ramzan, his nephew or somebody is going to Europe, Italy or somewhere, to collect a prize in Ramzan. A few years ago, the World Cup, or the rather water closet, was in the month of Ramadan. People were booking tickets and going, no respect for the month of Ramadan. Why? Because the value is not, we haven't made our niyat the akhirah. This is not valuable for us. When you need something, then it becomes valuable. Once I had to make a duplicate key, and now your eyes are open to see where's a locksmith. And usually the shops are small, just sort of sandwiched in, somewhere in the buildings. Noticed one, went to him, I told him, I pass here so much, I never saw your shop. He said, you never needed me, so you don't see me. When you need me, now you see me. So if we need akhirat, then we will see Ramzan. If we don't need akhirat in our life, dunya is everything for us. Then we won't see Ramzan. We won't see tilawat. We won't see all these beautiful points that have been explained in this poem. We don't see these things. They don't have value for us. Seri time got no value for us. Iftari time got no value for us. And so it is really that first our niyat must be, we have to make Allah happy. Then all the things that make Allah happy will start having value. And we will be shocked what value they will have in our lives. Our niyat must be akhirah. Now when our train or our car is moving on the journey to akhirah, Now all those towns that come, or the stations that come, the stopping places of Akhirat, they will have value. And if your niyat is go somewhere else, if you want to go to Durban, and then all the roads that are going, you don't even put your GPS for Cape Town. And you are not worried that all the scenic view that comes on the Cape Town road, and you are all the towns that come, and the historical facts of the towns, what are you? You're not going that way. You are going to Durban. So if our destination is Akhirat, then all this will have value. And those people will really appreciate it. But our destination as Muslims also, if our destination is dunya, we just want, so then what will be? We are Muslims, we have to keep roza, but I wish this month can get finished quickly. I wish it can be over and done with, and I can go back to my old style again, and my old routine again. But those whose destination is Akhirat, they will welcome this month. And they won't wish to go back to their own style, they will want the Ramadan style to come permanently in their lives. Until more, which Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Hadraji said, a person who makes his life like Ramzan, not his month, his life like Ramzan, his maut comes like Eid. Like at the end of Ramadan, Eid comes and everyone is happy on the day of Eid. All differences are put away. And everyone is happy on the day of Eid. Make your life like Ramadan, obedience of Allah, taqwa, acquire that. So this month of Ramadan, we should live our life also like your namaz, which comes in the Hadith Sharif, that it is salati muwadda'in, your last namaz. وَإِذَا قُمْتَ فِي صَلَاتِكَ فَصَلِّ صَلَاتِ مُوَدَّعِينَ. Whenever you stand up to make a namaz, think this is the last namaz of my life. But how much of thought, affection, love, concentration, devotion won't you make that namaz? That is, if really you have to know, you have to get a death sentence, or doctor guarantees you, you only got half an hour to live. And then, if you are little deeni conscious, let me make wudu and make namaz now. I'm going to die. And you will forget even your illness. Now I'm going to die. Let me make my contact with Allah Ta'ala. But that will also be only for that person who had some connection with Allah before. Otherwise, at that moment, depression, worse. You kill yourself before you die also. And you are so much in depression. But if you have got connection, that connection becomes stronger also. So like that, take this month to be the last month of my life. And don't be afraid that if I think like that, I will die. Then this really will be the last month. Maut won't come 1 second earlier to you, and it won't come 1 second later. It is fixed the time, and it will come on its time. But if you make that niyat, that this is, and this thought, that this is my last Ramzan, how much won't you try and observe it and do everything properly? And also together with that, this thought also, which some friends have written very beautifully, that may Allah make this Ramzan of yours the best Ramzan. So make dua that Allah make this Ramzan of mine the best Ramzan I ever had. Allah bless us with next year's Ramzan, make again next year to make it the best. When dunya's people, they advertise on in a Sunday newspaper over 2 pages that this year's BMW is the ultimate in technology. Next year again they advertise it. Now it's the ultimate in technology. The following year it's again the ultimate in technology. So we also, that this Ramzan of ours, the best Ramzan. Next year again the best Ramzan. The following year, so in other words, it's just going to improve. And a way to make your Ramzan the best Ramzan is to think, this is my last Ramzan. If you think it's your last Ramzan, you are going to make it your best Ramzan. And then you will observe this month. So, very, very important that we keep this in mind, that we make this niyat, this is my last Ramzan, and I must make it my best Ramzan, and work towards this. And this way is all dependent first on our niyat that we make, that I have to prepare for Akhirat. Then Ramzan is going to be beneficial for Akhirat. For dunya, why must you stay hungry? If your niyat is dunya, Ramzan is a burden. It's a curse upon you. That when I can't eat also, I can't go in on my porn sites also, and I can't go on my TV, I can't do all the things I used to do, my sports, everything. Now I let Ramzan get out of the way and I can go back. But if our niyat is akhirah, Ramzan is a most blessed month. So it's very, very important to appreciate anything of our deen. First, our direction of life, our niyat must be corrected. Pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. We are here to make the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. And here we are to go to akhirat and prepare for akhirat. That is when Ramadan will become value. And the minute a person does this, worst habits of his life will go out automatically. All your sins, your bad habits which are your sins, you won't have to give them up, they will leave you. Like in autumn, season of autumn which we are in now. Almost end of autumn season according to calendar. But in actual outside what happens is different. So in the season of autumn, the leaves, you don't have to take a stick and hit at them to get them off the trees. Your back gets sore. Your back breaks picking up the leaves. All the time. You just picked up all the leaves in the morning. By the afternoon, the whole place is full with leaves again. They are just falling. You don't have to make them fall. They're falling themselves. Just like that. A person who makes his niyat of akhirat, the sins will leave you. Your worst habits. Wallahi, I say. Whether you are a 20-year drug addict, alcoholic, womanizer, gambler, you just make your niyat sincerely for akhirat and see all that habits, how they will leave you also. You won't have to leave your habits. Your habits will leave you. If your niyat is akhirat, if you are going to Durban, there is no question that Kimberley is going to come on your way. There is no question that Bloemfontein is going to come on your way. Yeah, Durban, Heidelberg you'll start with. You'll go to Standerton or you take the Villiers Road and you go in that direction. These other things who can't come in your life. If your niyat is akhirat, these other things won't come in your life. But if your niyat is still dunya, and you haven't, the first thing what I'm trying to emphasize for myself, for all of us, make your niyat first. Our niyat is akhirat. Then your islah will also become easy. If you want to enjoy your dunya, and you want islah also, how it's going to happen? It's like you are driving to Durban, but you want to see the Kimberley big hole also. On your phone you are watching. While you are driving, you want to mix the two. And you want to see, you'll make an accident also. And these are all our accidents today that we are making. That we are, our niyat is not in the right direction. So that is the most important. One important point that was left out about Zubaydah, the wife of the queen. Queen Zubaydah, the wife of the king, Harun al-Rashid, that when she, people saw her in a wonderful state, and she said, Allah gave me a lot of ni'mat, and she said, it wasn't because of my social welfare work that I did. And then we went a bit into the detail of that, that in all things, especially public things, and a person who is a public figure, he has to be much more careful of his niyat. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he was a public figure. And he should go to Mewat, and there he should do work of Tabligh. That was the Maidan, the first starting point, the field of Tabligh was Mewat. And Mewat at that time wasn't even a village, you can say. Not even like farms it was. There was nothing in there. But whenever he used to come back again after going for 3 days, 10 days, he would go to the Khankas of Raipur, of Saharanpur, of Gangoh to cleanse himself about. And if he couldn't manage to go, he would sit in the masjid for i'tikaf, 3 days i'tikaf, to cleanse. So a public figure has to be more worried about his inside. Many times when bayans and that, we are more worried of the public. And bayan after bayan, and we forget ourselves. That is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the greatest of men in every dimension. Where his work was in the day, Ya ayyuhal muddathir, qum fa'andhir, wa rabbaka fa'kabbir, wa thiyabaka fa'tahhir, all his duties during the day. At the same time, Ya ayyuhal muzammil, qum illayl illa qadila. Cleanse yourself. At night also turn to Allah Ta'ala. And the other way, don't think you can give the people. Take from Allah to give the people. If you're just thinking, you're just giving, your resources are very limited. So therefore, a public figure, moreover, a person who's doing his own ibadat, he also needs it, but to a lesser extent. But a person, the minute he becomes a public figure, and he becomes mashhoor also, he becomes famous also, the more he needs. It comes in the hadith, with Hadraji Maulana Inam al-Hassan sir, rahmatullah alayhi, was very worried about himself, that when people start pointing fingers to you, then you must be very careful. Pointing fingers, one is in a bad way, but even in a good way, there's Hazraji. When people say, oh, in that car, Hazraji is going in that car. Now you're in a dangerous, you're on very icy and very, very slippery ground now. It can go to your head. I'm big Hazraji. Everyone talking, everyone want to see me. And in the other wrong field which has come into Islam also, all want to take snaps now. All want to video also. Then you are gone. And if you are enjoying that people are videoing you, people want to take your snaps and that, people want to make your salam, a person must be very careful. When the lines are made and everyone wants to make salam, everyone is looking at you, you are on very slippery ground. If you are not careful about yourself, you will go. It was a rainy day, slippery ground, mud. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah Ali told an old lady, auntie, be careful how you walk, you might slip and fall. She said, if I fall, I'll get hurt. Most happen, I will die. But you be careful. If you slip, the ummah will slip. If you make a mistake, the whole ummah will slip. So those people who are in that position must be even more careful about themselves. But unfortunately, we don't think about that. We don't acknowledge. We don't think. We just how many times our ibadat also come for a show. Also an entertainment. And even if we go for safar, it's a road show. We're just entertaining people as we are going. A person has to be very, very careful. So anyway, Zubaydah, she said that all those things, it went to the partners. That means little bit of show that came, it went away to those people. And then they asked, how did you get all this? Then that got left out, which was the most important point. She said that certain niyats I had in my heart, which no one knew about. So that was what was, nobody knew, and it was only still in the stage of a niyat. So you see the value of niyat. Allah gave her all that because of that few niyat she had hidden in her heart. So this is what is called muraqabah, muhasabah. These things have got great value by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That a person, muraqabah, he meditates. Nobody knows. For example, maghrib time, whole first saf, all aduas, tears are rolling also. You're just sitting with your hands down, but you are thinking, you are connected with Allah ta'ala. Nobody will know where you are, but Mufti Muhammad Shafi sahab rahmatullah alayhi says about his ustad, Hazrat Mia Hussein Azghar sahab rahmatullah alayhi, who was our ustad's father, Hazrat Maulana Akhtar Hussein. And he had his house. He was a man of great stature, a great, great man. He had a mud house. So this one incident, there are so many incidents of him which have got great, great lessons for us. So the mud house and the rains, torrential rains, monsoons when they come, the mud house falls down. So it has to be prepared fresh again. All the new mud has to be put again so that it can survive the rainy season. So every year he used to do that, and it was at a big cost also, and also at a lot of inconvenience, take out all the goods from the house, do this. So Mufti Shafi sahab rahmatullahi was a young man, and his ustad, the great Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Mia Asghar Hussain sahab rahmatullahi was an old man, and a man of what position. So he told Hazrat, why are you taking this trouble every year? And you again do up your house every year, your expenses, taking out the goods and that. If you make it a solid house, and he could afford it, a solid house, there in 5 years, how much you are spending, your house will become a solid house. Then you got no more problems. So just look at the humility of these people. He said, yes, I didn't think, I'm an old man. You're an intelligent young man. You brought this to my attention. And he put it off like this. When he again told him the next year, He said, I can do it. I can afford it. The thought came to me long ago also. But my neighbors all got mud houses. They will feel sad in their hearts that we only got mud houses and he has a solid house amongst us. But then he says we realize what level he was. So these people, in their quietness, what they don't talk, we don't know at what levels they are. They are, for example, the first surf, all are making dua, crying, tears coming out. And here one person is just sitting with his hands down, but where his heart is connected. And this we don't see, and there are many people like this, who have got such qualities in them, and we don't know where they are. So that what is in the heart is important. And that muraqabah, and that muhasabah, at that time a person just thinks, today Ya Allah, all the wrongs that I have done. One person did lot of wrongs. Another person did few wrongs, minor wrongs, few wrongs, minor wrongs. Another person did major wrongs and plenty of wrongs. But this person, and this is also one great spiritual malady also. Our Shaykh, Allah reward our Shaykh tremendously, raise his stages tremendously. He brought this to our notice. One is a person who has got fever, hot, he's about 108 degrees. Normally is about 98.4, a human being should be there. But he's 108, 106, 110, hot, 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 perspiring. He knows he's sick. I must go for treatment. It's very, very important. It can be fatal also. One is a person who got 100 degrees, just 2 degrees more. You don't feel it. You're carrying on with your work also. You're going to work. This is more dangerous. Inside that heat, that fever of inside, and you are not treating it, it can be more dangerous. So this person who did some minor gunas and few gunas, he doesn't even think about his gunas. He is thinking of all his good deeds he did. He doesn't think of it. And there are so many of gunas of the pious people that are connected with our niyat, with pride coming in us, having a holier-than-thou attitude, having a haughty attitude, looking down upon dunya's people. I'm keeping my 30 rozas. These people, see how they're eating? They don't even respect the month of Ramadan. They are Muslims, they are eating, etc. You're looking down upon them. You are involved in all those gunas, and you're not making tawbah. You are thinking you are pious, and you're not making tawbah also. So this person here, who made few gunas, and he made minor gunas, he doesn't think about them. The person who made major gunas and plenty, and he is thinking and he's making dua to Allah, oh Allah, forgive me, oh Allah, forgive all my sins. Where is that person reaching? So this is all very, very important. So anyway, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has blessed us with this very, very great month, as we read in this ash'ar. And which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, Shahru Ramadan. That is the month of Ramadan. What a month it is. It is the month of Ramadan. The month of Allah. Allah's month it is. And as we read, the 11 months salute this month. That now this great month has come. And this is the month of Tawbah. The month of Ibadat. The month of Tilawat. The month of Du'as. Allah wants to give. Allah has opened his treasure. It is just like the King Mahmud Ghaznavi, rahimahullah, who in his court room had spread out all his valuables, and he told his ministers, whoever puts his hand on whatever it is his, it is this month Allah has put his treasures open. And he has said to his ministers, all the Muslims, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, my friends, my dear ones, I've thrown my treasures open. Whatever you're going to put your hand on, what will be yours. And what a beautiful example of this, Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali gave. A group of people walking in the jungle got lost at night. This other example, that the government of the country, and the Reserve Bank, they made an announcement that all the Muslims in our country, we're going to give them money printing machines. Well before Ramzan, but it will only connect when the moon is sighted. And as soon as the moon is sighted, it will start printing. And it can print 10, 20, 50, 100, 200 rand notes. Naturally everyone will put it on 200. But it's not automatic. You can't just press a button. It's hand operated. You have to turn 30 days before that for the news of the Eid moon. You won't go and look for it only, and you won't only wait for to listen to it on the radio, but you'll have 5, 6 cell phones that somebody must phone me, and you'll tell people, please phone me the first that the moon has been sighted. And the minute you got the news, now your machine is going to work. And hand operated, and everyone, 80-year-old woman who got BP, who is a diabetic, every sickness, but she'll also be busy. Small children will be busy. All will be just printing. And when the Eid moon is to be sighted, all that cell phones will be switched off. That I mustn't get the news. Well, I don't know, my machine will work again. People who knew the value of the month of Ramadan, we were in i'tikaf with our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. 29th of Ramadan, somebody said the moon has been sighted. So, normally if we say the moon has been sighted, they just verify. We say, hold on with the Taraweeh. Hold on with the Namaz. Let's first find out. Hazrat said, quickly make Taraweeh. For us, the rule, the order and the rule and the hukam is that it's still Ramzan for us. Whatever the actual fact is, but for us still we don't know. The ruling of Ramzan is on us, and we will get the sawab of Ramzan. Taraweeh was made. Then that person, they brought him to the masjid to come give evidence. Hazrat said, before he gives evidence, make witr. We can make it with Jamaat. Well, if the minute it's established, it's Eid, then you can't make it with Jamaat now. And finally, when they brought an old man, and there, it wasn't that the tents are like this, so neat and out of the masjid, all the buildings in the masjid, and bright, bright fluorescent lights were on. He couldn't see those big buildings, and he was tripping over them. Hazrat said, a man like this, he's giving evidence, he saw the moon in the skies. He can't see the buildings here under this bright, bright lights. Where is he going to see the moon there? So anyway, so the value of the month of Ramadan, if we know, then that person, he will switch off his phone. Just keep on printing. Another beautiful example to understand this great value of the month of Ramadan, a group of people were walking in the jungle, they got lost. And when they got lost, they were just walking middle of the night. They came across a place where there were beautiful shining stones. In the pitch black night, those stones were shining, glittering. So they thought must be some valuable stones, diamonds, very precious. So some of them started picking up the stones. Somebody picked up one stone, somebody 5, somebody 10, somebody 20 stones. Somebody didn't pick up, we are lost and we must still pick up stones. Fill our pockets with stones, he didn't pick up. They came out in the morning by the village safely. They told the village people, this is what happened. They said, did you pass that place? Yes. They said, the most precious diamonds of the world those are. But nobody can go near. It's such a dangerous place. So many wild animals, jinnat there, all the things, demons, etc. Nobody even ever thinks of going. No. You people in your ignorance, you went. So the person who picked up one diamond, is he happy or sad? He said, the person who picked up 5, 10, 20, he's also sad. I should have picked up much more. And the person who didn't pick up, if it was possible to kick yourself in the back, he would do whatever he could do, I didn't pick. So this is that month of Ramadan, where not 5, 10 diamonds, Allah has thrown out His treasures. And He has given us not the keys of it. He has put us into the month, He has sent it to us. We didn't have to go to the month. The month is here for us to pick up. Really fortunate are those people who will make value out of this month. Every moment, there shouldn't be. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali was an example of this. That the month of Ramadan, you shouldn't meet with anyone also. No correspondence also. And Hazrat Raipuri Rahmatullah Ali, whole day and night, 24 hours tilawat of Quran Sharif. His iftari was just khajur. And after Taraweeh, this finjan, the small little glasses, not a teacup, the small glasses of black Sulaimani chai. He should drink 2-3 of that. That's all. And at that time, he should speak to his khadims, etc. That little about, say, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, other than that, only tilawat of Quran. They had no time for anything. Those of us who know the value, this is how we'll spend our time. Otherwise, we want to pass time. Intentionally, we make the niyat. To pass time, let's go for a drive. To pass time, let's go and play a game of soccer. To pass time, let us do this. Our Shaykh, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, used to say, those who want to pass time, don't pass time, they fail time. And in the month of Ramadan, a person wants to pass time. Let's play a game of Monopoly. Or today, very sad also, which is catching on unfortunately in our country also, that restaurants are booked out for iftari dawat. So we're giving you iftari dawat in this restaurant. Maulana Umair of Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, he said that I was very surprised, I couldn't understand it. He says in Ramzan, Maghrib, we don't get one or two musallis also. He says it's only me and the muazzin. In his masjid he made effort, now more people are coming. I asked, what do you mean? Ramzan, the whole world, people are more inclined. He says the restaurants are booked out 3 months, 6 months before time. Iftari dawat from my side, iftari dawat, more in depth, no time for namaz also. And now worse, people are giving sehri dawat also. And people are giving bride dawats after Isha, after Taraweeh. Then when are you going to sleep? When are you going to make your ibadat? So these things we should avoid it. This is a month we should see our elders, how they appreciated every moment. And worse, you spoil your own time and you spoil other people's time. You go by other people and you now start discussing, phoning, and all problems just come to you in this month. And you want the solution now and now. And or just you are making casual, I haven't contacted you long time, you're writing to your sheikh, now you're writing a casual letter in Ramzan. Where there is time for all this? Just to do our basics, really if a person sees, he can't finish his basic ma'mulat. What he would like to do, you short of time, where you got time to spare? So this is a very precious month. May Allah put it in our hearts, the honor, the greatness of this month, and to value this month. And really we will see the diamonds that we are picking up, if we are picking them up, when we'll go to Akhirat, we'll see what the value is. These are diamonds of Akhirat. May Allah let us understand the value and make our lives accordingly, inshallah.